Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What's up, Z-Pack? Welcome to Incident Report. This is Dr. Z. What's my name, Tom Heidelberg?
Z-Dog MD.
My name is Jeff.
What's up?
That's right. And that gives me the right, having the MD after my name, gives me the right to say the following statement. Dr. Harold Bornstein, Trump's former physician, is a piece of steaming crap. I said it, Tom.
Say it ain't so, Z-Dog MD.
Mm-hmm. Ask me the question.
You seem like such a forthright individual.
Ask me the question, Tom.
Is he a piece of crap? That's definitive right there.
Mm-hmm.
I read it off a beer koozie, and now
answer,
I know.
The answer is yes. Let's talk about this, guys, because it gets to the heart of VIP medicine for powerful, rich celebrities, and how many, not all, many doctors who do that specific type of medicine for the very rich, powerful celebrities can fall into a trap of ethical disaster. And it comes back, let's talk about Trump's former doctor, a gastroenterologist who is also his primary care physician. Sometimes that does happen. Harold Bornstein in New York City. So Dr. Bornstein, who apparently is the dude from The Big Lebowski.
Logan's gonna pull up a picture, but this guy looks a lot like the dude. If you've ever seen The Big Lebowski.
It's really quite remarkable. I was like, wow, the dude is taking care of the president. That's an upgrade. You know, Brandt can't watch or he has to pay $1,000.
Or he looks like Rob Ryan, for those of you that watch football. Z doesn't, so he doesn't understand that reference.
I consider football to be soccer on crack.
I
have no
you.
Idea what that means. I know nothing about sports. All right, listen to me, people. This guy, Bornstein, has been in the news lately for basically saying that he feels raped because Trump's people raided his office in 2017 after he told the press that Trump was on Propecia, which is a hair growth drug, a variant of Proscar, different dose. And as a result, Trump was like, wait a minute, raided his office, took his stuff, et cetera. Now, he went on to say recently in an interview, I don't see what's wrong with telling people that, you know, you're on a hair growth drug. He has hair. It's working, man. That rug really tied the room together, man. And literally, that's what he said. I'm like, bro, do you HIPAA much? Do you understand what HIPAA is? Like, is that a thing for you? Did you go to medical school? What is wrong with you? You never give information, PHI, personal health information, of a patient to anyone that isn't taking care of that patient and is a covered entity under HIPAA. This is crazy.
Wait, so,
yeah, what'd I do?
You can put your mouth over the hole.
Oh, wait, let me try. Oh, here we go.
No, yeah, there it
hey,
is.
Hey, man, this is the thing about President Trump, man. That rug really tied the room together, bro. Man, there's a line in the sand. Anyways, you know, rug peers didn't do this, man, in HIPAA. I don't know how you did that, Logan, but
Thank you.
Probably the greatest thing you've ever done. So back to the more important salient point, which is, okay, this guy is a doctor to celebrities, a la Conrad Murray, who killed Michael Jackson with a innovative outpatient use of propofol.
Hoo-hoo!
Oh, I'm dead! Because like many powerful celebrities, they think they can dictate to their physician what their physician does. And there are physicians willing to do that. Bornstein now says that the famous letter that he wrote in, doctor's letter that he wrote in 2015, where he said, this guy's astonishingly excellent health and is huge and like the most healthiest guy ever of health to be the president. Turns out he says now that was dictated by Trump. Now, here's the thing. Why did you let him do that? If you're a doctor with any integrity, that's not how it works. So in the highest echelons of VIP concierge medicine, you can see these ethical lapses. The other guy accused of this now is Ronny Jackson, the White House doctor who served both Obama and Trump. And his underlings are accusing him of handing out narcotics like nothing, not doing physical exams and seeing patients and just giving them Ambien, giving children of staffers, White House staffers, Ambien. And here's the thing. He is doing exactly what these folks want him to do and feel that they need him to do. And I have seen this, my friends, because I know famous people and I know their doctors and I know how this stuff goes down. This is the upper echelons of powerful celebrity medicine, and it is a poisonous ruin of ethics. Now, there are doctors who do a great job in those spaces, and I know them as well. And they're not handing out Xanax like candy. They're not giving everyone Ambien. They're actually doing good medicine for people who are paying to have access. But in the case of Bornstein, everything it seems is this guy's incompetent, even around things as simple as HIPAA, and then he's incompetent in terms of ethics, allowing a patient to dictate a letter if that actually happened. He's admitting it. He's saying that this is what happened. So it's not even a he said, she said thing. It is cray cray. What do you think, Tom Henry?
I like how he's saying he feels betrayed when he basically let Trump call him up and be like, tell him that I'm the healthiest person. Tell him that I'm the healthiest person of all
time. Down left.
Tell him that I'm the healthiest person of all time, that my penis is huge. Tell him that I haven't been on FanFan for the last 6 years. Don't say that.
Put me in there because that was Tom's whole head in his mouth, which I thought was weird. Where
is
am
that
I?
It? There it is.
There.
Hey, hold on. Okay,
Let's role play this.
There it is.
Let's role play this. You be Bornstein and I'll call you up.
Okay, call me up.
Hi, Trump, Donald Trump here. Hey, I'm gonna dictate a letter to you. You ready?
The plane has hit the mountain, man. Like, what do you mean, letter, bro?
Tell him that I'm healthy as a horse, that my penis is huge. Tell them that I love drugs. No, scratch the last part.
Dude, like, this is really harshing my mellow, man, but like, I can get someone to type that, but like, the dude abides, man.
Also, Doc, could you write a letter that says that I'm totally clean, VD-wise? Gotta show it to some ladies. Porn stars.
Oh, yeah, your special lady friend, man. Yeah, okay, I'll tell Stormy everything's clean, man.
Thanks, you are a great doctor, the best.
I feel raped, bro.
I do a terrible Trump.
We're really off our game today, but this is basically what it is.
So this guy just seems like an unimaginable piece of crap. Like, how do you even call yourself a doctor if these are the tactics that you employ?
Well, look at this guy. So Bornstein's father, Jacob Bornstein, served as Trump's personal physician until 1980. The elder Bornstein's life was a tribute to the uniquely American concept of anything is possible if you are born here, according to his 2010 obituary. The son of immigrants from Eastern Europe. Phi Beta Kappa, Harvard, World War II, and then Harold Bornstein followed his father into medicine, attending Tufts University, great school, cut a flamboyant figure in 2016 across campus, according to an article in Stat Magazine, Stat News, wearing his hair long and composing poetry under the pseudonym Count Harold. Okay, who hasn't done that? At UCSF, I had a mullet. I composed poetry under the pseudonym Count Chocula.
Again, it just basically proves this guy's like the doctor equivalent of the Big Lebowski. Like, that's who this guy is.
He's the dude, man. The dude abides. And if you get Donnie, first of all, Donnie, you're out of your element. You know what? If he had a PA named Donnie, it would crush the whole thing. Donnie, shut the F up. You're out of your element. Okay, Donnie? Anyway, so between Ronny Jackson, Bornstein, and the accusation against Ronny, those are allegations. But Bornstein himself is just saying he's done these things. So it's kind of like he's incriminating himself.
I think this whole story just proves to me that no matter, you know, what fancy oaths everybody takes or what is, you know, what high ideals there exist in the profession, that doctors are no better than their incentives because they're just people. And you see this like with, you know, the way they operate in the Health 2.0 system where the incentives are just to bill fee for service. And that's what happens. This is just a higher version of that.
I hate to say it, Tom, but that's exactly right. Context determines behavior. There are some people who are so ethically good that context won't affect them, but most data says that we are responsive to our context, our environment, our incentives. And when those are misaligned, as in the case of celebrity medicine, all kinds of terrible things happen. When we look at our whole healthcare system, we're incentivized to do things to people instead of for them. Or in an HMO setting, we're incentivized to do too little. So we have to get those incentives in the context right in order to fix medicine, build health 3.0. And on that note, Tom Heineberg, I think we are out. Am I right?
That's right. Also, yeah. All the people in the comments were being like, you shouldn't make fun of the president. Jesus, come on. Pull yourself together. You look stupid.
If you can't make fun of the president, who can you make fun of?
I know.
Ronnie Jackson was both Obama's and Trump's doctor. You could look at any famous person and find a doctor who's being a jackass. It just so happens Trump's is in the news. So this isn't political. It's just this doctor is a dipshit.
That's right. Plus, me and Logan are both super conservative. You know?
Is that like a superpower?
We're super conservative. We're super conservative.
I'm a fruitarian. On that note, we love you, ZPAC. Hit share. That helps us a lot. If you hit share, Facebook's algorithm gets juiced. So you'll want to share this with all your friends. And all your non-friends.
That's right.
And share all your medical records on your patients with the public, because that's what Bornstein did, because he's a criminal.
That room really tied the rug really tied the room together, man.
Dude, like, rug peers are not the issue, man.
I'm not the doc. I'm the dude, man.
This dog has effing papers, dude. Okay, you don't board it. Show him or Chavez.
Am I the only one around here that cares about the rules?
They got my whites. My dirty undies.
It's the ringer, dude.
It's the ringer, dude. We out.
We're out. Go, go,
go. Brand can't watch her. He has to pay $1,000. Hey, it's Dr. Z. Thanks for getting through the whole episode. That's a huge accomplishment. And so at this point, I just got to ask you for a few favors, because it just helps us so much if you leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. It just really helps the algorithm to get this message out to others. The second thing is email me, hello@zdogmd.com. I get all these emails personally. I can't respond to them all, but I need to hear your voice, because especially on podcast, we don't have a comment section. And I want to hear how this episode affected you, what you'd like to hear in the future, what you think we got wrong, what we think we got right, anything, or just say hi. So that's really powerful. And the third thing is, financially, it helps us a lot to support the show in any way you can. And if you go to zdogmd.com/supporters, you can join our supporter tribe on your favorite platform, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. What that will get you on those platforms is live shows with me that are exclusive for supporters, and access to our Zoom meetings, where we talk about awakening realization and we share with each other our own experience. It's a powerful group effect. It's a community, really. And we support and love each other and share, again, through our own experience, how we're waking up. So, and that ripples out into systems, into transforming healthcare and education and government. So it really starts with us. So join us there if you can. Again, zdogmd.com/supporters. And I'm so grateful to have you with us.